Good afternoon. It is Friday, January 6th. This edition of Discovering Victory Podcast. This is where we get to share with you messages that have been preached here at America's Keswick during our conference season. In fact, we start our 100th season.
We do.
This year, which
it's
is
kind of already started.
Pretty amazing, isn't it? And so we're going to go to week two of this past summer season. Pastor Wilbur Winborn was with us. Dr. Willie
That's
Winborn.
That's right, yep.
From 19th Street Baptist Church, was here with Crawford Loritz.
Yes.
And this is part two of Willie's message, which I know that you're going to enjoy. So let's listen to the Word of God as Pastor Willie Winborn shares with us today on this edition of Discovering Victory Podcast.
So watch this. Abraham. Yeah. Walk before me and be thou what? And be thou perfect. And as we're walking, we're called to do what? Walk by faith and not by sight. And see, that's the tension of this, in this walking, because sometimes it doesn't make any sense at all. Walk worthy. Walk worthy. Walk in honor. Walk in integrity. Walk with character. Have a lifestyle of honesty and trust. And then, you know, Paul goes on. He says we have to do what? Some things we got to do, right? We got to get rid of, take off the old man and put on the new man. Paul says what? You don't know how to walk? Be imitators of God, dear children, and walk in love. Remember the old, I think it was, I forget what rock group that was. I think it was, might have been Led Zeppelin and Run DMC. Anybody remember go way back? Aerosmith. Thank you. Aerosmith and Run DMC. And it said what? Walk this way, right? So we are called to walk after Jesus, walk before Jesus, huh? In a lifestyle. Watch this. I think about Galatians. We are Jesus with skin on, y'all. And that's the beautiful thing about unity, right? We're Jesus with skin on. Let me back up for a minute. Watch this. A few years ago, pandemic, we all saw what took place in Minnesota and the death of George Floyd. Mm-hmm. And we see right now all this craziness in the world. You cannot, come on. Ukraine. What's going on in Ukraine? Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Buffalo, Uvalde. These are real. This is real. Huh? And what we did at our church, we did a Bible study. You know what it was called? Faces, not races. Ah. Oh, you don't hear me. You don't hear me. Faces, not races. So when I'm looking at you, I have my glasses on that you are my brother and sister in Christ. First and foremost, made by God. And you got red blood running in your veins just like I do. And God made you and God loves you. And watch it in lifestyle. When we walk across the room and say, hi, how you doing? My name is Pastor Willie. What's your name? And we start to talk and we share and we start to pray together. Guess what? The fact that you're a woman or you're black or you're white or you're Latino, guess what? That kind of goes away, because the heart, love the Lord, love our families. You ought to say amen, somebody. And that way, when you watch it, when young people, when you do that, then we don't live a life where I'm nervous, I'm scared, and I can't walk across and say, yo, how you doing? What's going on? That's like Ted. He's like, sitting next to me, I said, hey, man, my name is Wilbur. I'm Ted. Hey, man. Praise the Lord. It's just that easy. It's not hard. Teach your kids. It's not hard. Say hi. How you doing? Watch this. How can I pray for you? Jesus with skin on. And I know we have different concerns and issues as I see. John Wesley was walking with one of his buddies. His buddy was concerned about all his problems, all the concerns. They're walking along. He says, you know, Pastor John Wesley, I don't know what I'm going to do. Trials and tribulations and peril and problems, I don't know. And John Wesley, they go and they see this cow at the wall. And the cow is looking over the wall. And Pastor John always said, you need to do that. You need to stop looking at the wall of your problems and look over the wall and look up to the Lord Jesus Christ, who's the author and finisher of your faith. So here it is, we say we can live a lifestyle of resilient unity. Number one, I am a prisoner of the Lord Jesus Christ, and he loves me. And the second thing is that we're on the pathway with Christ. Old Spirit, I want Jesus, what? To walk with me while I'm on my pilgrimage. Yes, I want my Jesus to walk with me. Yes, we are prisoners. Prisoners of Christ. We're on the path with Christ. And the third lesson we have here, we are part of the plan of Christ. We're part of the plan. He has a master plan. He's got a great plan for us. Look at the text. Again, I therefore, prisoner of the Lord, beseech you, beg you, urge you, that you do what? Walk worthy. Lifestyle. Huh? Here it is. Of the calling with which you were called. Of the calling of which you've been called. The plan. 1966, TV. There was one of my favorite programs as a kid growing up. Let me see if I can. Where's Nye and Alicia? Let me see if I can get the music going. Bum, 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 bum. Right? It's Mission Impossible, right? And you had to watch. So, you know, you got Mr. Phelps, right? And he's, you know, going to try to take care of the dictators, the bad guys. And he's in an isolated place. And he always goes and finds a secluded place, right? And he's got the file. And he had the tape recorder. Somebody said, what's a tape recorder? Right? He had a camera. He go, all right, Mr. Phelps. This is the person. This is what they're doing. They're doing this and they're doing that. And you have this mission. Now, here's we always every week, right? Right? The mission, right? If you decide to take the mission, if you get caught, we will not say we know anything about you. And then finally it says, and this tape will do what? Self-destruct in 5 minutes. Right? This is when you look at this right here, the calling with you've been called. So watch this. So the first calling, that's the noun. The second calling, that's the verb. So watch this. So it's almost like you got headquarters is calling. And then you, us, and we have the opportunity to accept or to reject. And so watch this. So here we have the calling from heaven. God is calling us to himself, and then we have what? We have the option to do what? To accept it or to reject the call. To be a part of his plan or not be a part of his plan. Are you with me right now? So God has a plan for your life and my life. You go back to Abraham. God had a plan. Sometimes it doesn't make sense either. It doesn't make sense. Abram, Sarah. You all are going to have a son.
we just a little old Lord, you know,
right? Don't you wish you'd been there? Is anything too hard for God? No. Right? God's got a plan. And then we get in trouble because we try to do what? We try to help God. Right? Help. Don't hurt me, sisters. Sarah said, Abram, Abe, take what? Going in there with Hagar. No, come on, shake your head and go, whatever you say, dear. No, that's not what God said. Then Ishmael's coming along. Ishmael's there, right? Pray for me, sisters, right? And it ain't going well, right? Can you imagine Hagar's looking at Sarah? It got so bad. Listen, come on, y'all. Thank you to this day. Watch it. Abram, I don't know what you're going to do, but Hagar, and the child, gotta go. The bag is packed, the water is there, get to stepping. And then the water says, God has a plan. He says, I got a plan. God has a plan, y'all. Look at Moses, huh? The prince of Egypt. God has a plan. He's got this, he's fighting with this dual identity. You know, he's a Hebrew, but he's also an Egyptian, and he's fighting back and forth. God has a plan. He's going to use Moses to lead the children of Israel out. Look at Joseph. Again, God has a plan. So God, he has a plan for our lives. Jesus, he has a plan. Watch that. He did what? He called. Amen. Call disciples. Follow me. I'll make you fishers of men. He had a plan. Look at the plan. He knows the plan before we know the plan, huh? He don't know the plan. Right? Peter? We're in upper room here. Before the night's over, you're going to say you didn't know me. No. Yes. No. They grab Jesus. There's Peter falling from a warming his hand. Little girl says, hey, weren't you with him? No. Somebody else comes. Yeah. Yeah, your speech betrays you. Somebody comes again. Yes, it was. Starts cussing like a drunken sailor. All in Romans chapter 7. All right. And then, as God would have it, his eyes meet with Jesus and he weeps bitterly. Listen, God has a plan for our lives. Jeremiah 29:11. God says, I know thoughts I think about you. Good and not evil to give you a hope and a future. All right, we got to hasten. How's my time? Okay, we're almost done. But again, Resilient unity. And then now you think about that. Oh, what's that all about? Watch this. Take $100, $100 bill. Crinkle it up. Throw it down. Stomp on it. Turn it. Put it in the mud. Is everybody with me? Spit on it? Huh? Right? Let Fido, here, Fido. It still spins. It still spins. So we might be pressed down. Guess what? We get back up. We stand. Look at that text. Live up. Why? Because Jesus Christ, he gave up. That we can do it, that he can build up, that we can stand up, that we can be mature, that we can grow up. It's all rooted in alignment. Alignment. Oh, watch this, go back. Aligning our heart and our head with Jesus. There's a story of this boat, vessel. And there was a certain port. It's a very dangerous port in order to pull in. If you didn't go in the right way, you'd crash. And they had three major lights there in the harbor. And the captain only knew that they were on the right path to pull into the harbor when those three lights, when you move the vessel and the three lights became one light. And that's how he knew I could pull in to the harbor. The lesson as we start in verse 1 is that when we are in alignment with the Lord Jesus Christ, God the Father, God the Son, God the Holy Spirit, one Lord, one faith, one baptism, huh? We live in alignment, and alignment does what? It assures the victory. That when I am in alignment, watch this, when I'm in alignment with God, alignment with his people, his service, his plan, it does what? It assures victory. How do I know? Because I know another prisoner. Help me, Holy Ghost. His name is Jesus. He came into his own, but his own would do what? Receive him not. Oh, bless his name. And guess what? He was born of a virgin. They, watch this, the wise men, they came from Babylon, Mesopotamia. They came on that pathway to come and give their gifts to Jesus Christ, the King. Where is he who is King of the Jews? And there, Jesus Christ, there, I wish I was able to walk with him. There on the banks of the Jordan, baptized by his cousin John. Walking along the shores and calling disciples, follow me, I'll make you what I'll make you, fishers of men. Stopping by Mary and Martha's house, huh? Oh, later on, they said, Lord, if you had been here, my brother would not have died. Jesus said, but no, there is a plan. There, my Lord and Savior, in fulfillment to the plan that was set before the foundation of the world, in fulfillment to Scripture, where it says that he was wounded for our transgression, bruised for our iniquities, the chastisement of his peace was placed upon, and by his stripes we were healed. Jesus Christ, the King of glory, there he rides into Jerusalem. They cry, Hosanna. But at the end of the week, they cry what? Crucify him, crucify him. And here the King of glory, the Lord mighty, is now a prisoner. Whipped and beaten and scourged and spat upon. But according to the plan, he said, nobody takes my life. He said, I have power to lay it down and power to pick it up again. And for this cause, I came into the world that I might be able to save sinful man and woman, that they might become a part of my body and the family of faith, all according to the plan. There is our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ, the one who paused on Damascus Road. There, going down the Via Dolorosa, the outskirts of Jerusalem, to a place called Calvary, Golgotha, prisoner, the King of glory, and he is beaten and battered and bruised and wounded and killed for God so loved the world, he gave his son, and Jesus Christ, Mary's baby, war horse from Zion, lily of the valley and the bright morning star, he died for you and for me. Midnight met noonday, earth rocked and reeled, and Jesus, he gave up the ghost and died. And as he is dying, guess what he does? He prays. Father, forgive them, for they know not what they do. Huh? Can I get a witness? In between two thieves, huh? And one got a glimpse of it. Lord, remember me. And Jesus says, this day. Watch it. That thief aligned himself with the King of glory, and it didn't look like he was the King of glory, but the epitaph, he read the epitaph over the cross. Jesus Christ, the King of the Jews. Lord, remember me. And Jesus, this day you'll be with me in paradise. And our Lord, he died. But according to the plan, that's not the end of the story. Oh, bless his holy name. I get excited about it. Oh, glory. Thanks be to God. He came down off the tree of the cross. They put him there. Look at Mary and the women. They're pensive. They're praying all night Friday, all night Saturday. But we got good news. Ha! Thanks be to God. Early Sunday morning, Jesus Christ rose with all power. And when we're in alignment with him, staying in our line with him, it assures that we have the victory and we can grow up in him, being mature, that we can tell somebody else about the man from Galilee. Amen. You ought to say amen. Amen. And he's coming back. The plan is not up. He's coming back for a church without spot or wrinkle. Yes, we are prisoners on the path, and he's got a perfect plan. And as we're in alignment with him, it assures us. How do you know? Because I read the end of the story. It assures us the victory. There's going to be a great camp meeting in the promised land. John on the Isle of Patmos said, I looked, and behold, there was a number that no man could number, of every nation and kindred and tribe and tongue singing God's praises. Oh, hail, the power of Jesus' name. Let angels prostrate fall. Bring forth the royal diadem and crown him, crown him, crown him, Lord of all. Father, we thank you. We praise you. We adore you, we magnify you. God, we rejoice that we are in you and you are in us. Thank you for that oneness that we share, and we thank you that you have assured us, put your spirit in us to assure us that in the name of Jesus, we have the victory, God. So we thank you. Help us, Father, that there'll be alignment of our heads and our hearts, our hands and our feet, that we might glorify you. Bless your word, Jesus, in heart. In Jesus' name we pray and give thanks. Let every heart say amen.
Okay, as we're getting ready for the weekend, what's coming up next?
We've got a full array of events taking place in January. But I do want to share the day. Today's National Shortbread Day.
I like shortbread.
I really like shortbread.
Yeah.
And it's National Bean Day.
Okay, what's your favorite bean?
My favorite bean? Probably like a, I like a good black bean. Okay. How about you?
I like most beans.
Yeah.
Lima beans, kidney beans.
They're the magical fruit.
Okay, we'll keep going. Robert.
Yeah, exactly. Girl Talk is next week, this coming Wednesday.
Okay.
Looking forward to having Wilma Rittinger here sharing the word and the ladies gathering together. Men's Fellowship is the following evening on Thursday. Pastor Dave Rittinger will be here, so that's going to be very cool to experience Wilma and Dave back to back. And then Beyond the Weekend is coming up. It starts the 20th of January, runs through the 22nd. Tucker Rodkey is going to be here from Painting Freedom. He'll be sharing the word throughout the weekend. Then we're going to have all kinds of opportunities for the youth groups to experience fellowship together. And then we're also going to have a testimony panel where we have some members of the Keswick staff and even some that are in the program right now to share their testimonies to these groups. It was really cool. We did it last year. We're going to have a different panel this year. We're just really looking forward to that. And then all kinds of activities as well.
That's awesome. So for more information, call 1-800-453-7942 or visit our website, www.americaskeswick.org. Trust that you have a great weekend. Please join us next week for Worship Live on Monday at 1:30. Have a great weekend, and just know this, as Robert Kenny would say,
Jesus loves you.
Well, that was slow.